Hello and welcome to ECFR Agenda. Hello and welcome to ECFR Agenda. I'm Fran Yeoman. It's the 14th of January 2011, and over the past week, China's Vice Premier has been on something of a European tour. Souvenirs he'll be taking back to Beijing include commercial contracts worth billions of pounds and a chunk of Spanish sovereign debt. In his wake, he leaves a renewed row about whether the EU should lift its arms embargo on China. With Chinese New Year just a couple of weeks away, I spoke to Jonas Perello-Plesner, Senior Policy Fellow working on ECFR's China programme, about the visit and prospects for EU-China relations in the forthcoming year of the rabbit. I asked him first about how much of an investment priority Europe really is for China. Hello and welcome to ECFR Agenda. I'm Fran Yeoman. It's the 14th of January 2011, and over the past week, China's Vice Premier has been on something of a European tour. Souvenirs he'll be taking back to Beijing include commercial contracts worth billions of pounds and a chunk of Spanish sovereign debt. In his wake, he leaves a renewed row about whether the EU should lift its arms embargo on China. With Chinese New Year just a couple of weeks away, I spoke to Jonas Perello-Plesner, Senior Policy Fellow on ECFR's China programme, about the visit and prospects for EU-China relations in the forthcoming year of the rabbit. I asked him first about how much of an investment priority Europe really is for China. Jonas Perello-Plesner on Europe's lack of a credible plan for how to move forward on the Chinese arms embargo. There's plenty more on EU-China relations and on Europe's place in the world, including the ECFR blog on our website, which is ecfr.eu, and you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. But for now, goodbye.